Welcome back, everybody, to the Seth Eve Sports Podcast, talking NASCAR with Matt Nelson. Matt, it's time to preview and look ahead to the weekend's racing. Let's start at Texas Friday night, where some six-shooters will be up for grabs in the Camping World Truck Series race at Texas. We mentioned Herman Caroga will be back in the Truck Series, John Hunter Nemechek, and of course, the big story here, Matt Crafton going for three wins in a row.
Yeah, who would have thought he would ever win back-to-back Truck Series races in his career? Did that at Kansas and Charlotte last month, or rather at Dover and Charlotte last month. So, yeah, pretty big weekend coming up for Crafton. Love to make it three in a row in his career. But to be honest with you, Seth, I think this could be a wide-open race.
Okay, yeah, I'm looking at some of the former winners here. Johnny Sauter has a couple of wins. He swept the 2012 races here at Texas. I'm with you. This is just a tough one to figure out, obviously. This is a tough one. I mean, Daniel Hemric ran pretty well here before he spun out last year. Oh, my goodness gracious. Who do I pick this week? You know what? Let me go ahead and just make the pick. I'm going to go ahead and say that Crafton does it, that he wins three in a row.
Well, I think that streak's going to be broken. I think Cole Custer turns his season around and picks up his first career win. I mean, Seth, you look at a driver that a lot of fans and media thought was going to wind up contending for a championship. I mean, yeah, it's still early in the Truck Series season, but we're entering a stretch where there's going to be a lot of races on the Truck Series calendar between now and season's end, especially throughout the summer months. Mm-hmm. And you look back at Cole Custer's most recent race, the NASCAR Xfinity Series, he finished fourth at Charlotte. That is huge. And so the fact that he's going back to a mile-and-a-half racetrack, I think gives him a lot of confidence heading into Friday night's race. I'm going to go with Cole Custer. He picks up his first win of the season.
Okay, that's a good pick. Cole, like you said, the fourth at Charlotte, that was huge for him and his confidence in not having that good of a season. Well, it's off to the Irish Hills of Michigan for the NASCAR Sprint Cup Series and the NASCAR Xfinity Series. Let's start with the Xfinity Series. On the entry list of note, Kyle Busch is once again in the Xfinity Series. Won this one here last year. Paul Menard is in the race. He won here a couple years ago. Justin Marks is back in the 42. And, of course, in the 22, you have Joey Logano. Not to mention those hungry bunch of Xfinity Series regulars. What do you think here, Matt?
Well, we are heading to the home of the Fords. I'm going to go with Joey Logano. I think I know I picked him last week to win at Pocono. I know that didn't work out, but I think we're going to see a Ford win at Michigan come Saturday. Logano, I mean, he's won at Pocono before in the Sprint Cup Series. That was actually where he got his first win with Team Penske. So I'm going to take Logano on this one. You know, it's a big week, like I said, for Fords. They're basically heading home to, where they all started back in the early 1900s. So I'm going to take Joey Logano.
Okay, yeah. I mean, I think it's still hard to believe we're this far into the season and that 22 cars yet to win a race. That just baffles me. But a tough one. Obviously, you'd be a fool to bet to not think about picking Kyle Busch. Obviously, Eric Jones is going to be in the mix as well. Oh, me. It's another tough one here. I don't want to pick against the 18, but you know what? I think I'm going to do it, but I'm not going to agree with you either. I'm going to go for the wild card. I'm going to say it's a repeat of 2014. I'm going to go out on a limb and say that Paul Menard surprises everybody and gets the win on Saturday.
Not a bad pick. Not a bad pick. I like that underdog pick. Staying on RCR for a minute, why not go with an underdog pick? Let's go with Ty Dillon. Put Ty Dillon down as my underdog.
All right, so Ty Dillon is a possible dark horse. I'm going to say, as my underdog, I'm just going to throw for an underdog, Brennan Poole. Why not? What the heck?
Hey, man, he almost got his first win at Talladega, but we all know that a caution flag came out at the worst possible moment. And again, not a bad pick. Poole, he's been pretty consistent in a quiet way. Not a bad pick at all. I mean, it's a track where he doesn't have a whole lot of experience, but why not, man? Go for it. Take Poole.
Okay, and also another thing to keep an eye on for this event is that Dale Earnhardt Jr. will be in the TV booth with Adam Alexander and everybody's favorite Michael Waltrip. Now, moving on to the big show. It's Sunday afternoon, the Sprint Cup Series last year. And this last year, Kurt Busch and Matt Kenseth won the races at Michigan. You know, obviously, Kurt's going for two in a row in the series now. Matt will be an interesting pick here. And then, of course, we mentioned those Fords. Who do you like, Matt?
I'm going to stay with Ford and go with Brad Keselowski. Again, big weekend for Ford, big weekend for Team Penske coming up. I'm going to say Brad Keselowski gets the job done and maybe shuts his mouth when he's in victory lane.
Oh man, yeah, probably. We'll see. I don't know if that'll happen or not, but oh man, you know what? Give me his teammate. I'm gonna go with Logano to win the Cup Series race.
All right. Let me throw an underdog in there. Stay on Ford, obviously. I know Ford, Michigan, big deal. That, you know, it's basically a homecoming event for them. It's been a long time coming since Greg Biffle's won NASCAR Sprint Cup Series race. He's had some pretty good runs at Michigan in years past. Has got the victory lane at the in the Irish Hills. I say Greg Biffle is the underdog.
That's actually a pretty good dark horse pick. You know, Roush seems to be improving, yet they're the ones that's missing the boat. Of course, everybody missed. I told Dad, I said everybody missed the boat with this team last year. Now Biffle's the only one that's being left behind. Of course, Bain and Stenhouse have had pretty solid seasons. That's a good dark horse pick, though, with Greg Biffle. Hard to call this guy an underdog, but I'm going to say I think Ryan Blaney could be. Don't be surprised if he's in the top 10 or even the top 5. The Wood Brothers had a lot of success at Michigan back in the day, after all.
Yeah, exactly. yeah, you mentioned the Wood Brothers. I mean, it's been a long time coming since they went to Victory Atlantis, this high-speed two-mile oval. But I think when you look at Ryan Blaney and his recent history of Michigan, honestly, it's up and down, to be honest. I think the last time the Cup Series was at Michigan and Blaney was there, and you can correct me on this, he may have started up at the front of the field, but had to bow out early because of engine trouble.
I think that sounds about right. So, yeah, you're right, up and down. It could be, you know, and, hey, look, it's NASCAR. Anything can happen. You know, you think you have these things figured out, and then you don't. Well, Matt, it should be a lot of fun. Of course, one thing I like about the summer, we're racing at different tracks on the same weekend. We've got Texas for the trucks, Michigan for the Cup and the Xfinity Series. Matt, we'll review these races and look ahead to the Xfinity and truck on the racing on the Cup off weekend when we come back next week. Take care of yourself. Enjoy all the action this weekend, my man.
Thanks, Seth. And by the way, quick shout-out. Danica Patrick was in the broadcast booth this weekend for the NASCAR Xfinity Series race at Pocono. Watched some highlights of her call in the action. Not too bad, Danica. Not too bad.
Second time in the booth. She was in the booth at the Michigan race last year. I'm curious to see what Dale Jr. will bring to the broadcast this weekend. Matt Nelson, our guest, is always here on the Seth Eve Sports Podcast.